Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another riveting episode of, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today's topic, it's from today's The Daily Beat, a column by Olivia Nuzzi in the blog, political blog site, thedailybeast.com. Today being October the 7th, 2015. It's about Senator Barbara Boxer and her 2010 U.S. Senate campaign against Carly Gnarly Fiorina. Barbara Boxer remembers, and it wasn't a good memory. Let's get right to it. Senator Barbara Boxer, she crushed Carly Fiorina in 2010. Now she's on a mission to do it again. Barbara Boxer took out Fiorina, the most negative campaigner I've ever run against, by 10 points. The senator's new goal is to ensure her one-time foe does just as badly in 2016. Barbara Boxer, the senator from California, leaned over her press secretary, Peter True, as he sat at an HP desktop computer and tried to find an old campaign ad from 2010. Boxer wanted me to see the ad because it featured interviews with former employees of HP who had been laid off by the storied technology company's one-time CEO, Carly Fiorina, who in 2010 challenged Boxer for her seat and now, 5 years later, seeks the Republican nomination for a somewhat higher office, President of the United States. For Boxer, who defeated Fiorina by 10 points, or she likes to point out, by 1 million votes in 2010, ensuring that the former CEO gets no closer to the White House than she did to the Senate, has become an unexpected end-of-career crusade. When she first learned the details of Fiorina's record, Boxer said, "I was shocked. It wasn't just that she had fired 30,000 people, but the apparent callousness with which she had done so. They were," Boxer said, "summarily dismissed some kind of garbage." Even now, so long after the Senate campaign, Boxer sounds like she still can't believe it. That comes back to haunt you. You cannot do that. You cannot step on people when you're going up the ladder because they don't forget. Boxer turned around to True, still leaning over the HP computer. "Is it ready? Come on," she said, standing up and walking around the couch. "Let's just take a look at this because I think it's important. These are the people who actually got fired." The ad is called Workers, and it was released October the 20th, 2010. It begins with a bald, bearded man named Farrell. "I'm among 30,000 employees who used to work for HP," he says. Another ex-employee, one of five in total in the video, chimes in to say the 30,000 employees were supposed to retire at HP. "Carly Fiorina changed all that," Farrell says. "Fiorina," they allege, "shipped their jobs to China and India, and worst of all, we even had to train our replacements." Boxer looked at me, her eyes wide, after the video ended. "It makes me cry," she said. The last time Boxer talked to Fiorina after the initial almost forgettable meeting before she entered the political arena and after their bare-knuckled debates was the day after Boxer won the election. She refused to make the phone call to congratulate me until the very next day. "The next day," she said. "I remember we were called by the networks immediately, and Senator Dianne Feinstein was with me, and she said, 'Barbara, let's go down and declare victory.' And I said, 'You know, I don't want to do that. Fiorina hasn't called me. I always wait to get the call.' And she said, 'Okay, 15 minutes. But the call didn't come. 15 minutes, no call. Half hour, no call. And Dianne said, 'I'm going down and declaring victory. If you don't want to come, you don't have to.' When Fiorina finally called, Boxer said, I would not call it gracious. It was just, Pierce, as if you won. That's what I remember. My memory of it was, well, it appears if you won. And I said, thanks for calling. And that was it. Then Boxer said, amused, she moved out of California. She left. She ran away. That, ladies and gentlemen, sports fans, is the real Carly Gnarly Fiorina. There's no way in shit that she's going to ever become president of the United States. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.